Ziggy Schipper's story is the stuff movies are made of. He was an ordinary Jewish boy living in Poland when the war broke out and everything changed. I met Ziggy in Edinburgh, where he was talking to a room full of Scottish teenagers about his unbelievable life.
Young people should know what happened, and they should ask questions. Why did it happen? Why is it happening today? Because after all, the young people are our future.
Ziggy was almost 10 when the war started in 1939. The next 5 years would take him from his family home to a ghetto to Auschwitz. He was 14 by the time he was taken to the death camp in 1944. The first thing he remembers was the terrible smell and the chimneys in the distance with smoke billowing out. He was told it was a crematorium and found it hard to accept when he learned it was coming from the gas chambers.
People always say things that are unbelievable, but some of them are true, and within a very short time we realised how true it was.
He managed to escape Auschwitz when he was taken out to work in a metal factory, and today Ziggy is grateful to be alive.
If I live 1,000 years, I couldn't thank the British people what they did for me and my family. First of all, you've got to remember, they saved my life, but not only my life. I've got children and grandchildren today because of them.